This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Second hour of Kelly and Company. Thanks for being with us. Ramya Amadhin, Kelly McDonald, host of the show. And it's a Tuesday edition of the program, so we thank you for being with us. We've got a lot ahead still on the program, including some hockey talk today. And you may be saying, okay, what are you guys going to get into about that? Well, I think Sam Cosentino, who will be joining us, always has some great stuff to fill us in, especially regarding junior hockey. So if you're kind of wondering certain news there and some other topics that have been going around, he'll have some base for us. So we'll get to him in just a few moments. As mentioned, I'm Kelly McDonald, home studio, London, Ontario. Home studio over there in Toronto, Ramya Amadhin.
Mondays and Tuesdays at this time to kick off the second hour, we check in with a community reporter from somewhere in Canada. Yesterday, we met a new one in the north, and today we all go all the way to the east. Julie Martin is joining us from Pictou County, Nova Scotia. Julie, how's it going? How's your Tuesday?
It's going really well. How are you, Ramya?
Doing pretty well. I haven't checked in on the blizzard status of Toronto yet, so you know, things are good so far. But I am looking forward to talking to you about stuff going on in Pictou County. Let's start with the peer support group for seniors in the LGBTQ plus community that's going on in New Glasgow.
Yes, I was, this really caught my attention, mainly because it's not often that you see groups in different communities actually targeting seniors like this, and I think it's wonderful. We tend to, make sure that younger people have the peer support. But so this really caught my eye. I talked to Joy Polly, who is the chair of the Pictou County Rainbow Community, and she said there's about a core group of 6 to 8 people that go every Sunday. They always ensure that either herself or another member of the board is there to listen to any concerns that anybody has that they can help them with, whether it's advocacy or whatever the issue is. So I thought that was great. And it's held every Sunday at 2 p.m. at the River Run Cafe on Provo Street in New Glasgow. And the second thing that caught my attention on this is that it's held at River Run, because River Run Cafe is owned and operated by residents of Riverview, which is an assisted living facility in Pictou County. So it gives the residents, employment opportunities, and the baked goods are delicious. The staff, as you can imagine,
I love how you always
phenomenal.
You always know about the baked goods,
Julie. I always know about the food.
Wherever it is. Honestly.
I know. I like my food. I really, really do.
It's good. We love the updates.
Well, and I'm glad you say it that way, because otherwise people are just saying, what, is this built into everybody's contract? They got to bring food up for these hosts? Come on.
Kind of.
Thank you. Sure it is.
Yeah, I do like my food. But, you know, it's such a lovely atmosphere in that cafe. It's wonderful that in a rural community there is an opportunity, and the proactiveness of opening a business like this. And I just think it's wonderful. The only thing I have to bring up is, when you enter the cafe, as you at the door opening, there's quite a sill there, and it is a tripping hazard. I'm not even sure, if you're going in a wheelchair, it may be a little bit of a challenge, I could imagine. But other than that, it's a totally accessible space. Mm-hmm.
Okay, people can phone ahead too and just double check that accessibility if you have a wheelchair, or just keep it in mind if you're going in regardless that, hey, it might be the tripping hazard. We'll put that up on the blog, ami.ca/Kelly Co. Your next item, Guided Heights, Trenton Park.
Yes, I live in Trenton in Pictou County, and our local park, which is just unbelievably beautiful. They just this summer, they got a $3.5 million grant that one person started this. She decided that this park needed an update. It needed to be more accessible. It needed to be a place that people would want to come to from other parts of Nova Scotia. And she started a volunteer group called the Hemlock Society. And I don't know, I think it was like 6 years later, they received this $3.5 million grant from the federal and provincial and municipal governments.
So nice.
The work that's been done in the park is just phenomenal. So Trenton Parks and Recreation are doing guided walks. So, you know, you may go around the lake, or you may go up onto one of the 6 kilometers of groomed trails through the woodland there. But I'm just thrilled that each individual municipality is now doing the guided walks. And I saw on Facebook the other night that Hike Nova Scotia has also adopted guided walks and hikes for people that, whether it's sight loss and you just don't want to feel safe going for a walk on your own. So it's anywhere in Nova Scotia now. The guided hikes and walks are going on because Hike Nova Scotia has now taken on this task and providing more accessible recreation for those of us that need it.
Nice.
I'm pretty proud of that, guys, I have to say.
You should be, because and people, I hate the old days of the fear of, oh, you better go and use it this Saturday because, it, you know, you're so afraid of losing stuff. But I think that we're a little past that, and places know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if no one shows, they don't show. I'll be here next Saturday. If someone's there, great.
Yeah.
I think they places recognize that we'd like that latitude where you're not made to feel, okay, I got to get out there or else, and I got to go every week because, so I like this. I like the commitment.
Well, and it's the fact that it's not always people that show up that need the assistance.
No,
like,
right.
It's just hikers and walkers in general. It's just that it's offered. It's just another barrier that's being removed.
Yeah, making it more accessible. You know,
and that's what I like. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Julie, let's squeeze in. It is, exactly. No problem. I just want to get your last one in as well. The CNIB event, it's a virtual tour at the London Museum of the Royal Canadian Regiment.
I'm glad you said that and I don't have to. Thank you. That's a mouthful. This one really caught my eye. We don't often notice what's going on in other parts of the country because we get such a itemized invitation from CNIB Atlantic. So when I was playing trivia with the Ontario group a couple of Fridays ago, it was brought to my attention. And given the fact that I think either in Nova Scotia, if you don't have a family member or you know someone that was a part of the militia, you're not from Nova Scotia. So this is all about that history over the past 100 years. And I think that not only would people in all parts of the country enjoy this, but in particular, residents of Nova Scotia, because we are so steeped in that history in this province. So that's on January 31st. And you contact your local CNIB office to register.
Awesome. So this is like, is there anything you want to say about the accessibility? I mean, I know that it's CNIB doing it, so that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. You know, it's such an important, these virtual programs are so important to an awful lot of people. It's keeping us connected. It's when am I going to go to London, Ontario to go tour this museum? But to be able to do it virtually and have it explained so thoroughly is just wonderful. Because I can imagine it.
They're great, and you know that it's going to be that way, and especially because it's virtual, you know, there's a lot of like that integrated description and all of that going on. But also, like you said, about the history of the militia and just being able to know different parts of Canada this way is, I think, a cool opportunity. Because a lot of us who are like, oh, we can't travel right now, we can't explore the world, we have to sit tight and hang on. But let's explore Canada a little bit, and especially the history.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Am I out of time?
We have just a little more. Go. Tell us.
CNIB, I know this isn't on my thing, but they're doing a two-day symposium. I'm actually going to be facilitating two of the workshops, and it's called Clearing Our Path, and it's for municipal, provincial, and federal governments to understand what accessibility means to people with sight loss. I'm super excited about it.
That
the
is awesome.
Sign-up so far has been phenomenal. It's February 7th and 8th. Check
awesome, Julie. Thanks for squeezing that in. Appreciate it. Good luck
Thank
with everything.
You.
And we'll chat in February.
Yes, on my birthday.
Oh,
enjoy
excellent.
Your time
Thank
from
you.
Now until then.
okay,
take care, guys. Stay safe.
Thanks, Julie.
Bye.
It's a one-month heads-up on her birthday for anybody listening, you know. Get her something good. She loves food. Julie Martin joins us from Pictou County, Nova Scotia on, once a month for our community report. And if you go to ami.ca/Kelly Co, that's our blog, and you'll find all the information from the report there.
We'll step aside for a moment. Coming up in just a moment, as mentioned at the top of the segment, let's talk a little hockey news with our friend of the show, Sportsnet's Sam Cosentino, in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Jenny Bovard. Join me monthly for Low Vision Moments, where I speak with awesome guests about some of the amusing things that happen when you're blind or partially sighted. Watch on YouTube or download Low Vision Moments from your favorite podcast distributor.